After last month's deadly shooting at Northern Illinois University, the school had to decide what to do about the crime scene. At first, the governor and university president wanted to demolish the building where the shooting took place, but lots of students weren't happy with that decision, and now it's on hold. From member station WNIJ in DeKalb, Christopher Hoskin reports.
I'm standing at Cole Hall, and occasionally people are stopping by to look at the flowers and the candles and teddy bears that we've become accustomed to seeing at sad sites like these. And what strikes me is this totally unassuming little brick building that was built back in 1968 has attracted so much attention.
What was sad was before this all happened, I barely knew where Cole Hall was, and now I can't forget where it is.
That student Beth Johnson, who says she's now hyper aware of Cole Hall as the site where six people were shot dead and more than a dozen injured 3 weeks ago. A few weeks later, with Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich at his side, Northern Illinois University President John Peters announced that Cole Hall would be torn down.
What I've heard from students and parents is that site ought to be consecrated, that we ought to not put anything on that site.
The announcement came as a surprise and was immediately criticized as premature. That prompted some quick backpedaling. Peters called for a campus-wide discussion, the governor's representative said it wasn't his idea, and the faculty senate passed a resolution encouraging deliberation. Larry Hinker is with Virginia Tech, the site of this country's worst school shooting. He says after their tragedy, they took it slow, allowing a long debate over what to do with the crime scene.
This kind of hurt, this kind of trauma, this kind of pain, and right now it's going to seem like absolutely bottomless sorrow. It just takes time, and the best thing to do is just to kind of leave it alone.
After much discussion, Virginia Tech decided Norris Hall would house a newly created Center for Peace Studies and Violence Prevention. And Hinker says most are happy they didn't demolish the building. Northern Illinois University student Claire Beeks wants her school to follow Virginia Tech's example.
I think it builds morale to have something like that around just to show that we are persevering on and we're being courageous about going to classes.
But there are many students who favor replacing Cole Hall with some sort of memorial. 19-year-old Ryan Duver expresses that sentiment.
I don't know, I had a class there last semester, and just even thinking about going back in there now after what happened, it'd be a little weird, just kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Yesterday, those behind a petition drive advocating student involvement in the Cole decision-making process turned in 1,300 signatures collected over 3 days. These students will get a chance to comment on whether Cole Hall should be demolished or not when they return from spring break. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Hoskin in DeKalb, Illinois.
According to the Associated Press, the gun shop where NIU gunman Stephen Kazmierczyk bought 5 guns has closed. The owner of Tony's Guns and Ammo in Champaign, Illinois, gave up his federal gun dealer's license this week. Kazmierczyk legally bought handguns and a shotgun at the shop before killing 5 students and himself.